According to the Detroit Police Department's own numbers, officers are using force against citizens at an increasing rate. Last week, the Coalition for Police Transparency and Accountability asked the U.S. Department of Justice to examine why use of force rose dramatically during 2020 and stayed the same level in 2021. Nancy A. Parker is the managing attorney for the Detroit Justice Center, which along with groups like the ACLU of Michigan is part of the coalition. She tells WDET's Russ McNamara that the message of defund the police is about taking resources away from the prison industrial complex and putting money towards social services that directly impact people and their neighborhoods.
So let us reimagine what we could do with that money. Divest from this police department and invest in community. Invest in schools, in the education, in healthcare, invest in employment, invest in infrastructure. Detroit has terrible mass transit options for folks. This is causing people to have to drive illegally. We see this all the time at the Detroit Justice Center. They are caught in this vicious cycle that allows them to be pulled over and have an encounter with the police that can escalate. And if, by God, they're able to escape unharmed, they still are now caught in this cycle where it is a money grab. We call it the traffic enforcement to jail pipeline, where everyone is getting caught up because you don't have valid insurance, because you don't have a valid license. But you live in a city where there's no mass transit, so you have to drive. And we're not giving people the jobs that they need in the city to be able to afford these things. Where can we get this money from? The police department. This is all we are asking. DPD will not crumble overnight if we were to say take $5 million and put it in community investment. There are literally myriad of community groups that are literally focusing on how can we keep each other safe. You have the Detroit Safety Team. You have Detroit Heals Detroit. Just a bunch of different orgs have said, we're going to take this into our own hand. They've created safety street teams. That if they see someone on the corner, we're not afraid of our neighbors. I'm going to come and talk to you. If someone calls the police because they see a group of folks on the corner, if the police show up, there's liable to be a murder by the hands of the police. But if we talk to each other as human beings, maybe we can resolve some of this without murder and without violence. And the way that we do that is to support structures that are looking for alternatives. How do we support this? We need money. We need funding. We literally have community people who are volunteering their time to keep a certain block safe. Imagine the real safety that can occur if these were paid folks who went about their work talking to community, talking to their neighbors, going door to door. So now you're not fearful of those people over there because they know you. Things get defunded every day. The school system gets defunded. Healthcare gets defunded. Our country and the city consistently defunds social services. But now when we say defund the police, the same folks who have lived through this experience of defunding act as if this is a mind-blowing proposal that we have just created when it's literally happening every day.
There's been an uptick in use of force by Detroit police. It started under former Chief James Craig. It's now continued under James White to an extent. Do you think that's tied in with James Craig starting and James White continuing going after and getting guns off the street, where sometimes an officer will see somebody with a gun possibly in their shorts, their pants, and then going after that person? Do you think that's increasing the interactions between Detroit citizens and Detroit police and leading to some bad outcomes?
Absolutely. Neighborhood Defender Service, NDS, can tell you that they compiled a study and they were able to show during the pandemic this uptick in CCW, carrying concealed weapon charges, that the police were lodging against everyone at the helm of James Craig, right? So what we know is that these folks, the majority, and NDS will tell you, the majority were not committing a crime. They were in possession of a weapon. And what DPD loves to do is a flashy show. So they can show you all the arrests that they made, all the charges that have been lodged, and how many guns they took off the street. What they won't tell you was that was a college person with a weapon that was just not concealed correctly, but they had every legal right to have that gun. They didn't do anything to reduce crime or to keep anyone safe. They literally have now just, you know, saddled someone who is trying to make a living and trying to work and try to go to school with a felony. What good has that done? And so we saw and we continue to see that uptick in CCW charges. And we know we thought there would be possibly some hope with James White, but there has been no change. And in fact, since 2020, when folks were in the street protesting police brutality, we have literally seen an uptick in police brutality and those civilian complaints that by and far go nowhere and are never substantiated. And if the few that are substantiated, there is no action of discipline taken against those officers. And so absolutely, the policing that goes on in Detroit does not keep us safe, and it's simply propaganda.
Do you have any confidence, if there is an investigation by the federal government, that Chief James White will be receptive, helpful in understanding, given the results of said investigation?
Well, you're speaking to an abolitionist, and so I put no faith or hope in law enforcement. They're part of a system that is intended to operate the way it's intending, which is to subjugate Black and brown people and other vulnerable communities. And I put no hope. I hope that only that pressure can come to bear, and maybe we will see change. But the only way that we get change is that the people, the community, continuing to come to the streets and yell their demands of what they want. Whether or not the DOJ will take up this investigation, if they do, whether or not we will realize change, I do not know. But I do know that as a coalition that consists of community members and other folks who are not abolitionists, we work in concert with everyone whose end goal is freedom and justice. Like Malcolm X said, I will work with anyone who's about the liberation of Black people. I don't care who you are. So if our end goal is the same, I will work with you and hope that we get there. Do I have my hope in Chief James White? No, I sadly can't say that I do. But there are those who believe that he will do the right thing, and let them be right and let me be wrong.